Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my behalf. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do you light a lamp and stick it under a basket. But put it on a stand so that it gives light to all in the room. You, therefore, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one iota, not one dot of this law will pass until all has been fulfilled. If any of you relaxes even the least of one of these commands and teaches others to do the same, they will be considered least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever hears these commands and does them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you the truth. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to those of old, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders is liable to judgment. But I tell you, whoever is angry with his brother is liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother is liable to counsel. And whoever says, you fool, is liable to the hell of fire. So if you're presenting your gift before the altar, and remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on your way to the court. Lest your accuser hand you over to the judge hand you over to the guard, and you be thrown in prison. Truly I say to you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, anyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. Better for you to lose one member than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one member than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And it's also said, anyone who wishes to divorce his wife should give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for the sin of sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. And you've heard it said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform what you have sworn to the Lord. But I say to you, do not make an oath at all, not by the heavens, for that is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for that is his footstool, and nor by Jerusalem, For that is the city of the great king. And do not make an oath by your head, for you cannot turn one hair white or black. Simply let your speech be yes or no. Anything more is from evil. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist the one who is evil. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone sues you and takes your tunic, give him your cloak as well. If someone forces you to walk 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who begs, and do not refuse the one who would borrow. You've heard it said, love your neighbors, hate your enemies. I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun to shine on the evil and the good, and the rains to fall on the just and the unjust. If you love only those who love you, what more do you have than others? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what have you done more than others? Do not the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. But beware of practicing your righteousness before others, that it may be seen by others. For truly I say to you, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. That's when you're giving to the needy. Do not sound a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do in the streets and in the synagogues, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your giving may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who stand and pray in the street corners and in the synagogues, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases like the hypocrites do, or like the Gentiles do, who think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask. Pray then like this: Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, who distort their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head with oil and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye is good, the body is full of light. But if the eye is bad, the body is full of darkness. And if that light is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, about what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And how much more precious are you than they? Which one of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They do not toil or spin. Yet I tell you the truth, not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. So if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more won't he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, but your Father knows what you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Do not be anxious for tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Judge not, and be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, you will be measured. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye and fail to notice the log in your own eye? And how can you say, here, let me take the speck out of your eye when there's still a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye so that you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give to dogs what is holy. And do not throw your pearls to the pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For whoever asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened to you. Which one of you, if your son were to ask for bread, would give him a stone? Or he asked for a fish, would give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good things, how much more won't your Father give good things to those who ask him? thus, what you would have others to do to you, do also to them. This is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and easy is the way that leads to destruction, and those that find it are many. But narrow is the gate, and hard is the way that leads to life, and those that find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Can grapes grow on thorn bushes? Can figs grow on thistles? A healthy tree produces good fruit, and a diseased tree produces bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And on that day, many will say to me, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not do many mighty works in your name? And I will say to them, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, I never knew you. Anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house. The house did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rains fell and the floods came. The winds blew and beat upon the house. And the house fell. And great was the fall of it. Now when Jesus had finished with these sayings, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, not as one of their scribes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.